翻。
不是。
Hello, I know, my apologies.
你在哪里吧？
This morning, most of us consider ourselves to be better than average.
今天的早上，当我们想到这些经文的时候，我们都会发觉大部分人都是觉得自己比一般人是更好的。
We tend to think that we are smarter, more attractive, more likable, we have less problems than other people.
我们觉得自己比一般人是更加聪明，更有吸引力，更受人喜爱，更少问题。
One author explains that studies have shown that high school students were asked to estimate the true number of personality traits were of themselves, how true a number of them, or end of the average student compared to the average student.
有个作者说，当一些中学生被调查，去估评估他们同一般学生的品格的时候，这些中学生。
And the results showed that students rated themselves significantly higher than average on positive traits such as honesty, persistence, and originality.
这些中学生将一些好的品格的方面，例如在诚实度啊、毅力啊、创造能力啊方面呢，都认为自己是好过一般学生。
And they rated themselves lower than average on negative ones such as hostility or vanity.
在一些坏的品格方面呢，他就觉得自己是比其他学生没那么坏，好像是对人不友善啊、虚荣心等等。
And there are other examples. For example, 90% of drivers think they're better than the average driver.
有九成的驾驶人士认为自己好过一般的驾驶人士。
And most students think they're more intelligent than the average student.
大部分学生认为自己比其他学生更加聪明。
But we all know that it's impossible for the majority of people to be above the median.
但我们知道事实上没可能大部分的人都比一般人或者中线的人是好一点。
The median shows the halfway point in a group.
中线就是代表一半人在上面一半人下面。
But still, as another author explains, people think that they're better than most people in many areas, such as charitable behavior or work performance.
但是呢，有一个作者说呢，人始终是觉得他们比很多方面都比别人更好。无论话喺佢哋工作能力啊，或者喺佢哋慈善公益嗰方面。
And this is known in social psychology as illusory superiority, and you find it all over the place.
咁呢个咧喺一啲社会嘅心理学家嚟讲咧，呢种系有种幻想式嘅自大感啦。呢种自大感佢系非常普遍嘅。
For example, the people of Israel probably felt that they were better than average.
系啦，举个例咧讲，以色列人咧亦都觉得佢哋比一般人更好。
They had been rescued from slavery in Egypt.
他们在埃及为奴的地方被人拯救出来。
They knew God's mighty work.
他们知道他们的神的大能的作为。
They heard God speak from the mountain.
他们在山上面听到神跟他们讲的说话。
And with all these things going so well, what could possibly go wrong?
每一样都是进行得这么好，究竟有什么可以出错呢？
With these things being better than average, better than they were,How could things go wrong?
每样嘢都系比普通嘅事物更好嘅时候，咁有咩可以出错嘅咧？
Our passage this morning takes place when Moses is on the mountain.
我哋今日嘅经文就系讲到摩西喺山上面嘅事啦。
He's been on the mountain since chapter 24.
由第24章开始，佢就一直留喺山上领受神关于建会幕嘅指示。
He's receiving the law of God and instructions about the tabernacle.
领受神关于建会幕的事。
The people of Israel had made a covenant with God in chapter
24. 在第24章，我们看到以色列人同神立了约。
They promised to God that they would keep his commands and even have leaders sit down and have a meal in God's presence.
他们应承守神的诫命，他们的领袖甚至在神的面前聚餐。
But now we are in chapter 32.
现在我们去到第32章的时候，
And this is the first mention of the people of Israel since they made a covenant with God.
我们看到以色列人在跟神刚刚立了约之后的作为了。
And in these first 14 verses, we'll see what the people of Israel are doing and what God is doing.
在第32章1到14节，我们会看到究竟以色列人的作为和神的回应是怎样。
Again, we're going to look at what the people of Israel are doing and what God is doing.
再一次，我哋睇到以色列人嘅作为同埋神嘅回应。
So in verses 1-6, we see what the people of Israel are doing.
喺第一到第六节，我哋睇到以色列人究竟做咗啲乜嘢。
they are committing idolatry.
我哋見到列些人喺度拜偶像。
Consider their circumstances.
等你諗下當時嘅情形係點嘅。
Moses was delayed in coming down from the mountain.
摩西遲遲都唔落山。
After all, he had been up there for 40 days and 40 nights.
佢已經喺山上面40日40夜啦。
How long do you wait when it's possible that your leader has been killed on the mountain?
以色列人認為佢會唔會俾神擊殺咗咧？
This time delay led to uncertainty within the congregation.
當佢哋等得越耐嘅時候，以色列人就越更加惶恐。
And so, what do they do in their uncertainty?
咁佢哋喺惶恐嘅時候，佢做咗啲乜嘢咧？
They show that they are not better than average.
佢做嘅嘢咧，顯示佢哋唔係比一般人更好。
Their first recorded act as members of God's covenant is covenant-breaking idolatry.
佢哋同神立咗約之後，第一件做嘅事就係破壞佢哋同神立嘅約。
Like Adam and Eve, they had heard God's word, but this time they heard it from the mountain.
好似亞當同夏娃一樣，以色列人喺山上聽到神嘅話。
God had given them specific commands.
神俾咗佢一啲特殊嘅戒命。
Then you shall have no other gods. You shall not make for yourself an idol.
你唔可以有別神，亦都唔可以為自己做個偶像。
And like Adam and Eve, this new people of God chose to disobey.
但好似亞當同夏娃一樣，呢一班神嘅新嘅子民選擇咗去違背神嘅戒命。
They rejected God's word and made an idol.
佢哋違背咗神嘅戒命，為自己做咗一個偶像。
In the uncertainty of Moses' delay, and due to the sin in their hearts, they wanted gods that they could see, and gods who, and the God who works.
佢哋摩西越遲落山，佢哋嘅心裏邊嘅罪性就越加發作。佢哋要一個眼睇得到嘅神，一個係為佢哋做工嘅神。
They had seen cattle gods in Egypt.
喺埃及，佢哋見過以牲畜做像嘅神。
In Canaan, where they were heading.They saw Baal symbolized as an ox to represent strength or fertility.
在迦南地裏面，牛就是巴力神的象徵，是代表巴力神的力量，生殖能力。
And so in their FOMO, which is fear of missing out, they began to consider what they were lacking.
是的，在當他們在一種失落的惶恐裏面的時候，以色列人想到他們究竟是缺乏了什麼。
They were lacking leadership.
他们原来缺乏了领袖。
They wanted someone or something to lead them.
他们要一个人或者一些事物来带领他们。
They were looking for visible leadership, all while rejecting the leading of God, who, though invisible, had showed up to lead them in the desert up to this point.
他们要一个能够肉眼见得到的领袖，同一个时间他们否定了神的带领。虽然神是带他们出埃及的时候是用云柱和火柱这些见得到的事物来带领他们。
They also lacked patience.
他们也都是没有耐性。
They knew Moses had gone up on the mountain, but it was taking too long.
他们知道摩西已经上了山上面，但是太久了。
They also lacked knowledge.
他们对神都没有认识的。
In verse 1, we see them saying, As for this Moses, we don't know what's become of him.
在第一节他们说，因为领我们出埃及的摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。
They didn't know that Moses was in God's presence receiving the law of God.
他们不知道摩西正在跟神一起领受神的律例。
They didn't know that God was doing the work of engraving his word on two stones.
他们不知道神将他的诫命铸在两块的法板上面。
They didn't know that Moses was almost done in God's presence.
他们不知道摩西和神的会面就快完结了。
What they knew was that they didn't know what happened to Moses.
他们只是不知道究竟摩西遭遇到什么。
But it didn't seem like they cared. They were ready to move on.
他们都不关心摩西遭遇到什么，所以他们只是想继续他们做下一件事。
They lacked these three things, and they also lacked trust in the Lord.
他们对这三件事他们都是缺乏，他们也都是对神缺乏信心。
They lacked faith.
他们对神缺乏信心。
We see that because they say, they attribute the work of the Exodus to Moses' work.
我们知道他们对神缺乏信心，因为他们以为带他们出埃及是摩西的作为。
They say that Moses was the one who brought us up from the land of Egypt.
他们以为摩西就是带他们出埃及的人。
And this was something that God clearly did on their behalf so that they would know that he is God.
虽然这一 个作为是神所做的事，因为神要他们认识神。
After all, they had just made a covenant with the Lord.
他们刚刚才跟神立了约。
But now in their lack, they ask Aaron for an idol, and they want a God they can see.
当他们现在觉得是惶恐没依靠的时候，他们转过来叫亚伦和他们做一个偶像，是一个可以见得到的偶像。
So Aaron in verse 2 asked them to bring gold, something that they might not be willing to give up.
在第二节里面，亚伦就叫他们将贵重的金器都拿出来，虽然他们未必愿意这么做的。
But we see in verse 3 that the people readily give up the most precious metals for the crafting of an idol.
到了第三节的时候，他们竟然将他们最贵重的金器都拿出来做这个偶像。
And so in verse 4, Aaron takes the gold and makes an idol contrary to what he says in verse 24.
咁所以咧喺第四节，亚伦就将呢啲金器咧就铸咗一个偶像啦。
So the Israelites wanted a god they could see, but they also wanted a god who works.
以色列人咧，其实要一个佢哋眼见得到嘅神，同埋一个系为佢哋做工嘅神。
At the end of verse 4, they take the idol and attribute it to it the work that God has done, saying, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt."
喺第四节咧，佢哋将神为佢哋成就嘅嘢。都歸功俾呢個偶像，佢哋話：以色列啊，這是領你出埃及地的神。
Again, they display their lack of faith in the true God when they attributing God's work to Moses and not to and now to an idol.
佢哋再一次表現佢哋對神冇信心。佢哋將神藉住摩西所成就嘅嘢咧，都歸功俾佢哋手做嘅偶像啦。
What's interesting is that Aaron is complicit in their idolatry.
亚伦在这个拜偶像的事件上面，实在是一个同谋者来的。
Commentators through the ages have claimed that Aaron wasn't aiming to replace the Lord.
是，在历代历世有很多的解经家都以为亚伦是无心去用偶像来代替神。
They say that based on the proclamation in verse 5 when he says, Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord.
他们这样说是基于第五节，是跟这个亚伦辩护。
But the truth is that Aaron had made an idol to represent God.
在第五节，亚伦说明日要向耶和华守节，那就算是亚伦没有违反了第一诫命。
So even if he wasn't breaking the first commandment, he was breaking the second.
他也违反了第二个诫命。
And he did this to try to tie this idol with the God who works to give the people what they wanted.
他这样做呢，其实是为了迎合以色列人要求将这个偶像和耶和华连在一起。
So the very next morning in their religious zeal, they wake up early to offer sacrifices.For the idol to eat, that's burnt offerings and sacrifices that they could eat, which are peace offerings.
在做偶像之后，在第二日早晨，他们就献燔祭，这个是给偶像吃的，又献平安祭，这个是给他们自己吃的。
When was the last time you woke up early to do something religious?
你几时是起身做一些有热诚的工作？为神做一些热诚的工作。
But they eat and drink and play, which most commentators is a Hebrew way of saying they began to have a public orgy.
是的，于是呢，他们又吃又喝又玩乐，在解经家来讲呢，他们实在是举行一个荒宴。
And this morning, we may think that we're better than the Israelites.
是的，在今天早上，当我们听到这段话的时候，我们以为自己会比这些以色列人更好。
We certainly wouldn't.Have a public orgy.
我哋唔会有个荒宴吗？
Also, we tend to think that we're better than average because all people do.
我哋亦都会觉得自己比一般人好嘅，因为差唔多所有人都会有啲咁嘅感觉。
What we need to recognize is that we are not better than average in this area.
我哋要知道喺呢啲事上，我哋唔系比一般人更好。
We are not better than the Israelites.
我哋都唔系比呢啲以色列人更好。
We were idolaters, all of us were, before we belonged to Christ.
我们全部的人在未归入耶稣名下之前都是拜偶像的人。
So in other words, if you are not a Christian, you are presently an idolater.
即是换句话说，如果你还未是一个基督徒的话，你就是一个拜偶像的人。
And don't believe me?
你不信吗？
Well, here are some questions to consider to help you identify if you have idols and what those idols are.
有一些问题可以帮助你思考你有没有偶像，同埋你的偶像是什么来的。
Look at your heart's fondest dreams.
你想想你自己心最希望 最想得到的是什么呢？
What do you enjoy most imagining?
你最喜欢想得到的是什么？
Idols are the things that make us feel complete.
偶像就是那些让我们觉得心满意足的东
西。 In our dreams, we have those things which make us complete.
在我们的想象之中有了这些偶像，我们就觉得不枉此生了。
Or consider your mind's worst nightmares. What do you fear the most?
又或者想想有什么令我们最害怕失去了呢？
Idols are the things that we feel like we cannot live without.
偶像就是那些令我们觉得如果没了我们不可以再活下去的东西。
Or consider your gut's extreme emotions. What are the things that make you rage or infuriated if you lost it?
或者想想你最害怕失去的是什么？如果你失去了，就会令到你今生都好颓丧嘅。
Idols control us, so we fall into despair if we lose them.
偶像控制咗我哋嘅一切嘅意志情绪，等我哋觉得如果冇咗佢，我哋就系会好颓丧。
To summarize, Tim Keller says, anything you seek to give you what only Christ can give you, like joy, security, peace, meaning, significance, identity, salvation, that becomes an idol.
Tim Keller 这个作者曾经讲过一句总结以上的话，他说如果你要自己去找一些只有主耶稣才可以给到你的东西，例如喜乐、安全、平安、人生意义、价值、我们的身份、拯救等等。
Brothers,
我们所找到的东西就是我们的，我们要找的东西就是我们的偶像。
Brothers and sisters, we all either have a problem or we have had a problem with idolatry.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋都系有或者系曾经有过偶像嘅人。
So now that we've seen what the people of Israel are doing, giving themselves over to idolatry, and we see our problem with idolatry, we turn to see what God is doing.
而家我哋睇到以色列人为自己做偶像嘅时候，我哋亦都同时睇到自己个偶像嘅问题。等我哋睇睇神嘅回应系点啦。
And we'll see what God's doing in two sections, the intent of God in verses 7 to 10 and the intercession of Moses in verses 11 to 14.
我们可以从经上两段的经文可以看到。
In verses 7 to 10, we see the intent of God. God intends to destroy Israel.
在第七到十节里面，我们看到神的意念，神是想要毁灭以色列。
And so God lays out an indictment against them.
在第七节的时候，神对摩西控告以色列人。
In verse 7, speaking to Moses, God says, your people have corrupted themselves.
第七节里面，神跟摩西说，你的百姓已经败坏了。
In verse 8, they have turned aside quickly from my commands.
在第八节，神说，他们快快偏离了我所吩咐的道。
Also in verse 8, it says, they have made themselves a calf.
是的，也都是说，他们为自己铸了一只牛犊。
It says in verse 9 that they've become like a calf. They've become stiff-necked or stubborn.
在第九节，神说以色列人已经变得好像那只牛一样，硬颈强悍。
But as God lays out this indictment of Israel, he also extends an invitation to Moses.
但当神控诉以色列的人呢的时候呢，他也都给了摩西一个回应的机会。
God intends for Moses to intercede for the people.
神是希望摩西能够为百姓介入。
By saying, your people have corrupted themselves, God is telling Moses, they're your people, so do something about it.
当神告诉摩西，这一班是你的人民的时候，神其实是说，不要袖手旁观做些事。
In verse 10, God says, now let me alone so I can destroy them. But when he says that, it's not an absolute prohibition.
当神在第十节说到，你且由着我将他们灭绝的时候，神不是禁止摩西为以色列人求情，神是用这些说话来激动摩西去介入的。
It's a rhetorical device that God's using to encourage Moses to intercede.
神是想鼓励摩西来到为他的人民介入。
And in fact, God is saying, if you leave me alone, then I will destroy them. So don't leave me alone.
神其实呢，跟摩西说，你如果不介入这件事，你不理的话，我就会毁灭他们，所以你要介入了。
This is consistent with how God's acted other times, like with Abraham and Sodom.
是的，这些就是神一贯的做法，好像跟阿伯拉罕在这个撒旦这个的醒的毁灭的时候一样。
And finally, as part of God's invitation to intercede, God is telling Moses that he will make him into a great nation.
在最后为了要激动摩西， 神仲同摩西讲，要喺毁灭以色列人之后，将摩西建立成为一个大国。
But by saying this, God is telling Moses that He is not giving up on His people.
但系其实咧，神唔系想真系毁灭佢嘅子民嘅。
So there is hope for intercession.
所以咧，系呢个系介入嘅吓一个嘅需要嘅情况。
And having seen what God is doing in verses 7 to 10, and we see God's intent, we now turn to verses 11 to 14 to see what God is doing based on Moses' intercession.
我们刚才看到神是怎样激动摩西介入的时候，让我们现在看看究竟摩西做的是什么。
Moses doesn't miss God's invitation to intercede. He responds immediately in verse 11 by imploring God.
摩西并没有拒绝神的邀请去介入，神摩西立即就去介入，为以色列人来到祷告求情。
Consider how Moses prayed.
想想究竟摩西是怎样祷告法的呢？
When he prayed, he didn't ask with wishful thinking or uncertainty.
当摩西祷告的时候，他不是求神要一些不切实际或者虚浮的事。
He pleaded with God.
他真的为以色列人去恳求神的。
He implored God.
他真的去恳求。
Could the same be said of your praying? Do you plead with God?
我们的祈祷是不是这样呢？我们有没有真的恳求神呢？
Do you implore God?
我们有没有求神的怜悯呢？
Do you count yourself a servant of God joining in what God is doing through prayer?
你有没有以你作为神仆人的身份来到祷告，让你可以加入神的事工里面呢？
My prayer is that in this church we are not slaves to idols, but that like Moses, we are servants of God.
我的Nathan 牧师那个的希望就是我们祷告的时候是直接跟神的祷告。
So how did Moses pray?
那摩西是怎样祷告的呢？
In verse 11 we see that Moses pleaded God's work.
在第十一节里面呢，我们见到摩西是求神照眷顾到他手所做的工。
He says, "These are your people, God, whom you rescued from the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand."
摩西祷告说，这百姓是你用大能和大力的手从埃及地领出来的。
In verse 12, Moses pleads God's name or reputation.
在第十二节里面呢，摩西求告神的名同埋神的威信。
He says, "What would the Egyptians think of you?"
摩西说，为什么使埃及人议论呢？
Why should they say something about you that's not true? They would think that you are a capricious God rather than a God of mercy and grace.
他们为什么要埃及人说你是一个是灭绝你的子民的神呢？
And so based on who God is, Moses asked God to turn from his anger and relent from the disaster that he warned about in verses 7 to 10.
这样基于摩西对神的认识，摩西就求神是收回他的愤怒。
And after pleading God's work in God's name in verse 13, Moses pleads God's promise.
在摩西求神这个收回用神的威信，用神的名之后呢，摩西更加是用了神的应许来到求情。
He says, "Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You swore by yourself that you would give them this land."
摩西跟神讲，他说，记得你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾经指着他们指着自己发誓说，我所应许的这个全地必给你们的后裔。
And the result of Moses' intercession is that God relents.
是，那么呢，在摩西这样的求情之后呢，神就是收回他的愤怒和审判了。
Now this means that God did something different than what he said he would do,or said was possible because of a change in the situation.
在这件事上面呢，我们见到神没有做到他说要做的事，就是毁灭以色列人。
So God said that he would wipe out the Israelites, but Moses changed the situation by acting as a mediator and offering intercession.
在神说他要毁灭以色列人的时候，摩西介入做以色列人的中保。
But in this situation, Moses wasn't changing God's plans as much as he was fulfilling them.
但在这件事上，摩西其实是没有改变到神的计划。
Because God invited Moses to step up and to pray and act as a mediator between God and Israel, interceding so they would not be destroyed.
摩西其实是成全了神的心意，因为神实在是由于摩西的介入， 做了以色列人中保，就改变他的主意，不去毁灭以色列人。
And as we've seen how God acts, we can see a few things or learn a few things, remind of a few things about God.
当我们思想到神这些作为的时候，我们就可以学习到神一些的属性了。
Ultimately, God invites Moses to intercede so that he can show his mercy and grace to the people.
神叫摩西介入的时候，是好让神去彰显他的怜悯和饶恕。
God spells this out a couple chapters later in Exodus 34, verses
6 to 7. 在第34章6到7节的时候，这些神的属性我们就可以看得到。
As one writer explains, he says, God's relenting here reveals his desire to be true to his own character and promise, but also to show his steadfast love for his people.
好像有一个作者说，神在这件事上收回他的审判呢，就显得出神对他的属性和他的应许是多么的忠实。
In a very real sense, God's interactions with his people have always been based on his grace and his mercy.
好真实的就是神和他子民的关系永远都是基于神的恩典和怜悯的。
So this passage teaches us about God, who he is and how he works.
这段经文教导我们认识神，认识神的功。
But this passage also confronts us.
这段经文也都令我们自己反省。
You are either a slave to sin or you are a servant of God.
我们一系就系做罪嘅奴隶，一系做神嘅仆人。
There's no gray area. Which one are you?
系冇中间路线嘅。
As you read this passage, you need to consider: Am I a slave to idolatry, or am I a servant of God?
当我哋读到呢段经文嘅时候，我哋要自己反省：我哋拜偶像嘅人咧，应该系拜偶像做嘅罪嘅奴隶咧，一个系神嘅仆人咧。
This passage raises this question by showing us that we are like the Israelites both circumstantially and spiritually.
这段经文带出的问题就是我们其实在属性和属灵方面都跟这些以色列人很相似的。
I don't know if you realize this, but CBCGL faces something of a leadership vacuum.
我不知道你们已经知不知道我们教会现在面临牧者的一个 空缺。
We had one in the English ministry just a couple of years ago when we were looking for a pastor.
在两年前，我们英文堂才有个牧者的空缺。
We also face a leadership vacuum in the Manor congregation who have been without a congregational pastor for over a year now.
现在华语堂也都面临牧者的空缺，已经找了一年多了。
And we will face a leadership vacuum in this congregation with the departure of Pastor Chen.
在粤语堂当陈牧师一年底卸任之后，我们又面临另外一个空缺了。
And as was announced last week at the congregational meeting, we will once again be looking for a senior pastor after Pastor Wu leaves CBCGL next year.
牧师在上个星期提出明年要离开我们教会的时候，那我们又需要找一个主任牧师了。
And when Israel found themselves in these type of uncertain circumstances, it led to a lack of patience and lack of knowledge.
当时的以色列人因为面对同样的一种失落的境况，他们没了信心，因为他们不认识神。
And lacking those two things led to a lack of trust in the Lord.
因为他们没了这些东西，他们是对神失去了信心。
The question for us today is, will uncertain times do the same to us?
问题就是，我们会不会好像这班以色列人一样，在失落的境况之下，会跟这些以色列人 的反应一样？
Because just because a church leader is out or missing does not mean that we cannot serve the Lord.
大家要知道，教会没有领袖，不是等于我们不可以去侍奉神的。
May God grant that we never depend on church leaders to do for us what only God can do.
愿神让我们不要去依靠教会的领袖，去做一些只有神可以做得到的事。
May God also grant that we never depend on church leaders to do for us what God has called us to do.
愿神让我们不要依靠教会的领袖去做一些只有神可以做得到的事。
Times for uncertainty are times for prayer, seeking God's will, and times to continue to do what God has called us to do, like evangelism and discipleship.
我们要靠着祷告来面对一些令人困惑的环境，寻求神的旨意、神的时间，继续做神要我们手做的工，即是传福音和训练门徒。
In times of uncertainty, we can pray, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
在我们有疑惑的时候，我们祷告对神说，主啊，我们不知道下一步怎么做，但是我们会定睛仰望你的带领。
we can pray, help us to follow your leading, God. Do your work and help us to join you in it.
主啊，帮助我哋每一步都跟随住你，帮助我哋与你同工，要做你要成就嘅嘢。
So not only are we confronted circumstantially, we're also confronted spiritually.
我哋唔单止面对现实环境嘅挑战，亦都要面对属灵嘅挑战。
This passage shows us that we're not better than the average Israelite, since we too are prone to idolatry.
呢段经文话俾我哋听，我哋其实唔系好得过呢一班以色列人，因为我哋都好容易落入崇拜偶像呢个境况。
So once again, let me ask, who or what are you living for?
所以等我再问你哋一句，究竟你系为乜嘢嚟到生存嘅咧？
Because if it's not Jesus, it is an idol.
如果你唔系为咗耶稣生存，就系为咗偶像嚟生存嘅。
And idols cannot be removed outright, since there's always something or someone for whom we are living.
喺世上偶像系唔可以除尽嘅，因为我哋时常都觉得系有一啲人或者事物，我哋要为佢而活。
And though idols can't be removed, they can be replaced.
虽然偶像系唔可以完全跟随去，但系佢哋却可以被替代嘅。
So turn to Christ.
专注喺基督上面。
He alone is worthy to be the one for whom you live.
唯有佢先系值得我哋为佢而活嘅。
This morning, are you going to continue to be a slave to the sin of idolatry, or are you going to find freedom to be a servant by trusting in Him?
喺呢个早上，你会继续做偶像嘅罪嘅奴隶咧，亦或喺基督嘅信心里边揾到你嘅自由咧？
Which leads us to the next thing with which the passage confronts us, and that's the fact that we need a mediator.
呢段经文亦带出另外一个嘅挑战啦，我哋系需要一个中保嘅。
Since we are born idolaters, we need someone who can secure our safety from the punishment which is due us as a result of our idolatry.
因为我哋每一个人生出嚟就系一个拜偶像嘅人，所以我哋需要一个中保。
This event in Exodus shows that beyond any doubt, the foundation of God's covenant with His people is one of mercy and grace and forgiveness.
喺出埃及记呢段经文好清楚话俾我哋听，神同佢嘅子民。嘅合嘅约系基于神对人嘅恩典、怜悯同埋饶恕。
And thankfully, Jesus offers us that same mercy and grace and forgiveness in the covenant He initiated through His life, death, and resurrection.
感谢主，耶稣已经做咗我哋嘅中保，为我哋带嚟恩典、怜悯同埋饶恕。
As the author of Hebrews says, consequently, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them.
希伯来书嘅作者系咁样话嘅：凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
You may think that you are too far gone, or that someone you know is too far gone to be saved, but Jesus, our mediator, can save anybody.
你或者觉得自己或者有一啲人已经到咗无可救药嘅地步，但主耶稣系我哋嘅中保。他有权柄可以拯救任何人。
He wants to rescue us and them from the idolatry in our hearts.
他想拯救我们，也都是从偶像的奴役里面拯救我们。
And after we find salvation in Him alone, He invites us to join Him in what He's doing in this world. He invites us to be His servant.
拯救了我们之后，他更加邀请你和他同工，去做他要在世上成就的事。
And the final thing that this passage shows us and confronts us with is the fact that we need to pray.
这段经文最后要我们注意，要我们做的就是祷告了。
God in His mercy and grace invites us to pray. He invites us to intercede.
神的怜悯和恩典的里面，神要我们祷告和介入。
But before I go any farther about that, I have to say that Moses' prayer clearly shows us that prayer is all about God.
在我未讲话之前，我要清楚告诉你们，摩西的祷告是关乎神的。
A lot of our prayers tend to be about us.
我们的祷告多数是关乎我们自己的。
But Moses' prayer is all about God.
但摩西的祷告全部都是关乎神的。
Prayer is about God, but it is for us and for others.
祷告其实是关乎神的，不过我们是求神或者是为别人代祷。
So as we pray, we can pray like Moses.
我们要学摩西这样的祷告。
We can plead God's work, His reputation, and His promises.
我们祷告是要藉着神的作为，祂的威信和祂的应许来求问神。
As followers of Jesus Christ, we can have intercede on behalf of those who are stuck in idolatry, asking God to have mercy and give them an opportunity to repent.
作为基督徒，我们有这个权柄，是为那些被偶像的罪所捆绑的人来到介入，求神怜悯他们，给他们有悔改的机会。
When was the last time that you pleaded with God regarding His work to save sinners on behalf of a non-Christian family member or friend?
你上一次为非基督徒的朋友或者家人求神的拯救的时候是几时呢？
You can plead God's work, and we can also plead God's promises or reputation.
我们可以求神他的工作，我们都可以藉着神的威信来到求神。
To do this, we need to know God.
但是这样做，你先要去认识你的神。
Do you know that God works for the glory of His name, and rightly so, because He's even more glorious and awesome and incomparable than we could ever describe?
你知不知道神的作为都是为了彰显祂的荣耀的名？当然了，神的荣耀和祂伟大是不物都不可形容的，是吗？
And knowing these things about God, what's even more incredible is that God invites us, encourages us even,to appeal to Him in prayer, believing that He answers prayer because He does listen and He does act based on our prayers.
难以置信的就是我们这位这么极伟大的神竟然去呼叫我们，鼓励我们去求告祂，要我们相信祂是会回应我们的祷告的，祂是听祷告的神，也都会回应我们的祷告。
So plead God's name, plead God's reputation in prayer.
所以你尽管去求告神的名和神的威信，
and also plead God's promises.
也都要求告神的应许。
As Christians, we are in Christ.
我们是基督徒，我们是活在基督里面的。
We have an even deeper knowledge of God's nature and will than Moses had, since we clearly see God in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们从主耶稣的身上是认识到神的属性和他的旨意，要比摩西认识的更多。
We even have God's Spirit living in us, interceding for us and with us.
圣灵入住在我们里面，祂会为我们，也都同我们一起来加入。
And God's Spirit helps us to know God's Word and His promises, giving us full grounds to plead with God, as well as full confidence that God will answer.
圣灵帮助我们认识神的话语和祂的应许，让我们有一个很稳固的平台来到求问神，也对神的回应充满信心。
We need to be people who pray.
我们要做祷告的人民。
My prayer is that when we face uncertain times, we do not remain slaves to the sin of idolatry, but instead we become servants of God, joining Him in what He is doing.
Nathan 牧师的祷告就是当我们遇到疑难的时候，我们不要做拜偶像的罪的奴隶，相反我们要做神的仆人，与神同工。
When we face an unknown future, we do not turn to idols, instead we turn to our knees and plead with our known God.
当我们遇到困惑或者未来的疑难的时候，我们不去找偶像，相反我们要在神的面前屈膝祷告。
And as we pray, we ask God for His will to be done in us and through us, in our church and for the community.
当我们向神祷告的时候，我们求神的旨意在我们里面成就，也都是藉着我们成就神对我们和我们的教会和我们的社区的旨意。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we plead your work knowing that you save people.
主啊，我们求告你的名，因为你是拯救人的神。
We also recognize that you are the one who leads us and guides us. You are the head of the church.
我们知道神啊，你就是这个领会领啊这个教会的领袖，你是这个教会的中心。
And finally, Lord, we plead your promises.
主啊，最后我们都是求告你的应许。
We know that you will never leave us or forsake us.
我们知道你一定不会舍弃我们。
Help us to be your servants, join you in what you're doing.
帮助我们成为你的仆人，与你同工。
It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Yeah,